Welcome to the Midlife Hour. Let's kick it. I'm speaking objectively in the eyes of someone 18 and listening to what 18-year-olds are making now. There's no sustenance in the lyricism. They have great instrumentals, but they also have more tools at their fingertips to be able to, they don't even have to master an instrument
it's anymore.
They can get on GarageBand.
Do you remember? I had a fucking Radio Shack mic. That was like a cheap ass.
Shout out Radio Shack.
But that's how I was recording like these acoustic songs.
Nigga, we were using Audacity. For anybody listening, if you could work magic with Audacity, you're doing something. I'm just saying, man. Hard work and dedication isn't something that a lot of 18-year-olds have. Not just talking about you, just in general. These kids online that are so good at editing at 18, that's something too. That's the same thing as learning an instrument, right? I didn't have that. At 18, I would much rather just play fucking Madden and fucking, what did Kendrick say? Don't judge me. I grew up fucking all the brats. Don't judge me. That's all I was worried about when I was 18. I wasn't worried about fucking learning things. I gotta learn something. I was too busy calling people suspect for learning, like, you know, how to edit and graphic design. And then by the time I was 20, I could barely even type. It's bullshit. I finished this series on Hulu. It's called Dying for Sex with Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate, former SNL cast member that didn't last very long but was underrated in my opinion. Would you like to know what it's about?
Talk about it.
It actually almost made me cry. It's about a chick. She's
wanna
married.
Know, I know you're gay.
Because I wear short shorts. Because
a Netflix show almost made you cry. I'm just being dumb.
Boom. Use dumb. It's a Hulu show, number one. So there.
Sick burn, bro.
It's about a chick and she's married and she had cancer, a breast cancer, and it went away for like 2 years. And then after 2 years, it comes back and this time it's terminal, right? But she's never had an orgasm, hence the title Dying for Sex. So it's kind of like a dark comedy. Yeah, man, it definitely had almost had tears coming down my eyes. Just on the off chance you want to watch it with the wife, I won't tell you the whole story, but
you got to sell it though. You're not really selling it so far.
Oh man, it's already sold. It's going to be for people who want to have a little tearjerker.
Yeah, but you didn't explain what was touching enough to make you well up.
Oh, so she joins dating apps when she knows she only has like 5 years to live. And so she starts getting into like different kinks. One dude dresses up like a dog and likes to bark and get on his knees and be treated like a dog, get pissed on and shit. I don't want to ruin the whole series though, you know, but it's like that. And she explores her kinks and does she have her orgasm before she bites the big ticket, if you will. I would honestly rate it about
all dogs go to heaven.
Great movie, by the way. The second one, not so much. What do you plan?
I'm just noodling.
Finger some. See those fingers move.
Switch guitars.
No, don't switch that beauty right there. The hell?
Yeah, I'll do something different, homie.
Don't judge me. My mommy grew up with a strap.
He says.
I grew up with peanut butter straps. Huh? What does he say? He doesn't say peanut butter straps? Did you hear they're going to have a Malcolm in the Middle reboot on Disney Plus?
I did not hear that.
Original cast.
Where are you rebuking demons from my soul?
Because you need it, nigga. Yous need it. Are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
King of the Hill reboot. Are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
What the fuck wouldn't you watch a Mike Judge King of the Hill reboot for?
Mike Judge? Is it? I thought it
was Mike Judge. Yeah. Mike Judge is our fucking dude, man.
I've never been into animated cartoons. It's just, they're just not for me.
You said you used to watch The Boondocks.
That was a different type of animated show. The political
comment. That doesn't count.
The political commentary, man. They don't make shows like The Boondocks, bro.
Fuck that. That's the same thing. It's an animated show. And you watched The Critic.
The Critic?
Yeah, with John Lovett.
I did not watch. Maybe way back in the day, HBO. It came on HBO.
Doesn't fucking matter. You watched it. Watch The Critic.
Like Family Guy, Simpsons, BoJack Horseman. Like all those cartoons, they're just not for me, man.
Could you not like the first season of BoJack Horseman?
Bob's Burgers. All those cartoons. Not for me.
What is your beef with an animated series?
Most of the time, the humor is pretty lowbrow.
And that's your problem with wrestling, too, isn't it?
It's all lowbrow with wrestling. Not only is it fake, but the whole scripting is poor writing. Like, oh, man, I can't believe the emulator just came out and disrespected the fucking the masked giant. And the masked giant last week, he broke a guy's back when he disrespected him in front of a school bus backstage of kids that are doing it. Like, it's so dumb. Join us this week as Randy Savage takes on The Rock because he didn't pay his taxes. It's just like the dumbest shit in the world.
But if I can be honest, where else are you going to find like those real life situations to fight over? Like Randy Savage fighting The Rock over taxes? That's pretty much an everyday American citizen situation. It's in our block, Holmes. How dare you insult wrestling? You know, I would dare say wrestling is the great American pastime over baseball and over football. Think about that. WrestleMania is bigger than the fucking Super Bowl.
Are you stupid?
Look it up.
Are you?
Look it up right now. Look it up right now. WrestleMania is bigger than the Super Bowl.
For the last 20 years, give me the ratings.
No, the last 5 years. Not the last. We'll go five.
Super Bowl.
I'm agreeing to five.
Versus WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. You got to put WrestleMania.
By each year. I'm asking for viewers. Viewership numbers. I can't believe you would say something so fucking stupid.
Let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something.
All right.
WrestleMania.
Wow. Wow. They don't even freaking report the WrestleMania viewership.
That's because it's bigger than the Super Bowl, dog.
No, it's not, dude.
It's all conspiracy.
The Super Bowl is the single biggest television event in the United States of America.
I would ask you to prove me wrong, but you can't.
So they don't have the... Hold on. So approximately 2.9 million Peacock accounts viewed WrestleMania, okay? How many viewers do you think watched the Super Bowl in 2024?
I would say 500, maybe.
0.7 million. So while you're talking about less than 3 million people watching WrestleMania, 23.7 million watched the Super Bowl. It's not even comparable.
I don't know why you're acting like Drake just didn't prove without a shadow of a doubt that bots help inflate numbers.
I see what you're doing here. And I can't say I don't like it, because you know I like to argue. But this is what I'm talking about when it comes to wrestling. Some impossible patties and fake beef.
Bots
people stirring drama
numbers.
Just to keep these neck beards, Bud Light drinking, trailer park living, mammy fucking wrestle fans paying attention.
Beats. Farms.
Every time
Battlestar Galactica.
You and Chris talk about wrestling and how excited you guys get, I immediately question our friendship. I'm like, how could I be friends with people this into wrestling? Don't get me wrong. When I was in fifth grade, fourth grade, cool. I had my little wrestling era. Everybody did. You know, cable TV was a luxury back then. So what you watch wrestling. But as a 37-year-old male, I am not tuning in to watch
allegedly
half-naked
allegedly
grown men with steroid bodies wrestle each other, fake wrestle each other in a ring for entertainment.
First off, once you get past the whole abortion storylines of it all, it gets really interesting. They get down to the nit and gritty. You know what I'm saying? But wrestling is a great source of entertainment, especially during COVID when there was nothing else on. It was very, very entertaining. Who was your favorite wrestler as a kid? Give me that.
Gold Steve Austin.
And what did he wear?
Jean shorts and a biker cut.
Daisy Dukes and a biker cut. So that was your favorite wrestler. My favorite wrestler was The Rock, and it wasn't much better. He wore like a Village People sweater vest.
I did have one of those Hulk Hogan, like Stretch Armstrong toys when I was like 4 years old.
I think I remember those. I probably had one of those too. You gonna go see Sinners, Michael B. Jordan? You don't think that looks good?
I'm just probably not gonna go see it. I only go to the movies for big, big events. So last year, I watched Oppenheimer twice in the theaters, and I watched Dune 2 twice in the theaters. And I think I watched, the Marvels, which was what was the Captain Marvel movie that came out? That was a bomb.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
No, that was
Ernest Scared Stupid.
I remember those Ernest movies back in the day.
Yeah. You had to squirt milk on them. Remember to kill the monsters and shit. Hey, rest in peace to Ernest, by the way. We fucking miss you, bro. You made a lot of good family movies. My childhood was better because of you. I remember sitting next to my dad's knee on a Friday night watching you and young children squirt milk into monsters' faces to make them shrink. So thank you for that. God bless you. Is there any Ernest movies you'd like to add?
I can't even remember any particular Ernest movies, but I know that I've seen a shit ton of them. Because they would come on for free, like especially on like, Turner Classic Movies or whatever, or some of those old like network TV channels. They'd be playing those movies.
I used to love those old, they were almost like the drive-in movie theater channel Fridays. And they'd have Dumb and Dumber or some kind of comedy, but they would break it down and give you facts about the movie. Do you remember this? Have you heard about this? It was like a pop quiz show.
Yeah, like on VH1.
Yeah, fuck. You know what's crazy to think about? We're the VH1 age range now. We're not the MTV group no more. I think 29 is the cutoff.
MTV doesn't even play it like music anymore. It just plays ridiculousness like on a marathon at all hours of the day.
You know, why do you think that is? What happened to MTV?
Streaming, the internet.
But that just makes their platform just not valid anymore? Because that's kind of what happened to TRL too, huh? Like, no one gave a fuck about snippet videos anymore. And then what happened? We got social media and we went straight back to even shorter snippet videos.
No, it's just people stopped caring about what corporations were paying us to care about. And that's all that MTV was, like, right? Major record labels paying for airtime, getting songs placed on TRL's top 10. And then everybody
would be
obsessed
with it.
The internet accessibility, instead of people being force fed a very narrow selection of music, anything that you are possibly interested in probably exists, right? So people's focus is more narrow. They pay attention to what they're interested into instead of the collective media and what's being force fed by corporations. That's the biggest difference between, you know, the 90s and early 2000s versus modern times, is everybody is part of these like subcultures now instead of being in one big collective group.
But isn't that
consumption of media?
Isn't it the same in the way that they just push their art? Like, so for instance, if you listen to the radio, even if it's online, the artists that have the most money,
no one's listening to the radio online.
But even on TikTok, for instance, they complain that their algorithm has changed. 12?
I don't even have
TikTok.
Listen,
I don't have it either. But when I read articles online and shit about people complaining about their algorithm changing and whatever else, they say that it's not theirs anymore. You don't think that they could push whatever agenda that they have for the day into their media
algorithms? But that you're limiting yourself to a very small scope, and now you're even talking about like Generation Alpha and Generation Z. But the internet is not TikTok. The internet is Apple Music. The internet is Spotify. The internet is YouTube. The internet is Instagram. The internet is all these different mediums, all these different places. What I'm saying is that everybody's in these small little subcultures. So if you're part of that TikTok culture, yes, you're going to be exposed to the same things that are trending on TikTok. But if you're not part of that culture, you're in your own little subgroup paying attention to the things that you care about, versus back in the day when you only had a couple basic channels. If you weren't paying for cable networks, even if you did, you still didn't have a very big selection. When it came to music, you had the radio, you had a couple music channels. So it was easier to force feed people, the mass, the same narrow selection of content, versus these days, people just go to what they want to listen to, which makes it less viable unless you're like super poppy and you cater to people who are passive listeners of music.
So don't get mad at me when tomorrow you're scrolling through your Reddit feed and then boom, a beheading video pops up, and then boom, an unwanted aborted fetus pops up on your feed. What, like, because this is what's happening.
Do you even know what you're saying right now? Or are you just trying to get me to talk more? You're trying to say facts. Anything outrageous to get me to speak more.
When, facts.
You must have. Why are you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor.
What did you discover this week that you wanted to talk about?
I haven't had a lot of time to consume a lot of things, but we've been watching some garbage television, that extraction reality show where family members get to be in some headquarters while there are family members out in the woods, and they get to battle to get them supplies. And it's like Alone, but for people who are completely unprepared to survive in the wilderness. It's just something to watch. We're in that mid-season part where like either all the major TV shows just ended their season and nothing has begun because we're going to move into summer, and summer is the lull. So all the big shows come back towards the end of the year. But I'm excited for Last of Us season 2, which I know that you're not going to watch, but I was very pleased with the first season. I thought Pedro Pascal did a great job, and the little bear from Game of Thrones did a great job as well. So I'll be watching that. It was one of my suggestions that we watch together to give us some more content for these weekly episode breakdowns. But somebody said that they're exhausted from zombie content, from watching Walking Dead like 10 fucking years
ago. All the seasons. So if you watched it 10 years ago, I watched it on October 1st, 2010. That's the first day I watched it, before the hoopla, before the fucking pizzazz and the buzz.
Me too.
And I stayed watching it, unlike you, until I found out what happened to Rick. And that was like last year. So how many years is that? That's a long time of zombies. And I was a kid who loved zombie movies. So in between, I was watching zombie movies. I had Living Dead. It's one of my all-time favorite horrors. I'm just saying.
You think you're special because you got caramel skin?
Nigga, you know horror movies are my genre. We could talk about that all day. And that's why I'm burnt out on zombies. Truthfully, now that I'm in midlife and getting older, I think I'm just kind of burnt out on looking at blood, guts, and gore all fucking day when I look at horror movies. It's just kind of played out.
Is that why you recommended that dumbass horror movie with the clown that doesn't do shit?
What clown that doesn't do shit?
I think it's part of a series. You're telling me like it's called like The Strategizer or something dumb like that, where it's like the third movie came out like a couple months ago.
The Terrifier.
The Terrifier. Yeah, same.
The Strategizer.
Tell me it wasn't similar. Tell me it wasn't similar. Tell me it wasn't similar.
Why does it sound like Denzel Washington in a clown mask? The Strategizer. That's terrible. The first two were good, but the third one, I felt like they just played to the fans, like I said before, and that really disappointed me because I feel like the fans came after the second one. It's almost like the first two seasons of The Office are the best, but then, you know, you got to start
keeping horror movies.
I'm not gatekeeping. I'm just admitting that the beginning stages of most things that inevitably go viral are usually better. Like the first two seasons of The Office are the best two seasons. The other ones are hella funny, don't get me wrong, but the quietness of The Office in the first season, you can hear the phones ringing.
There's only one real Office.
Feels like, don't even say this to the UK.
There's only one real Office.
Don't even start. As you know, respect
to where prove me wrong.
Respect to where ideas come from, that's for sure, but the American Office is by far better. There's no fucking way. Prove you wrong. The UK one has like two seasons.
Ancestors are rolling in their graves right now.
Fuck that. The English one has like two seasons. The American one has what, 9, 12?
Didn't you just say the first two seasons of the American one is the only ones that matter? Look at you, can't even stick with your own logic.
No, that's true. I also said for like the shows that tend to go viral and shit like that, and The Office went viral because of the American version, not because of the UK version out here. It was because of Steve Carell.
Went viral where?
Dwight, Rainn Wilson. In America. And
is America the only place on the planet?
All over the world now. Because it's been done, I think they just celebrated the 20-year anniversary.
Maybe, I don't know.
So it's been over for at least like 14 years.
I spend the majority of my time when I'm not working in this room playing instruments. So I'm very selective with what I watch. And what I've watched this year, I watched Reacher season 3. I watched Paradise on Hulu, which I thought was fantastic.
Is that the one where like the couples are like swapping their partners to have sex? Paradise Island or something like
that? It's about the Black Secret Service agent who ends up, spoiler alert, being selected to go to this emergency community built into the Rocky Mountains after a major environmental event happens that destroys the planet.
Is this the James Patterson?
Yeah, it's the sixth book in the Twilight series.
Okay, I'm familiar. Okay. I actually wanted to check that out. I didn't know it was out. It's on Amazon, isn't it?
It's on Hulu.
I was way off.
Yellow Jacket season 3. Been watching that.
And that's the one about the bees.
The bitches? The bitches in the woods? Yeah, it's about the bees.
You know, I love a good nature documentary myself.
What else have been watching? Oh, I told you the, what's it called? The Network or the Seth Rogen new show on Apple TV? Studio.
Bro, I tried. The first episode was just too slow for me. I couldn't do it.
You can't handle shit if there's heavy dialogue.
I can handle dialogue. I can't handle slow dialogue that isn't to my cup of tea, or at least to my adult ADHD standards, because I have a very, very short attention span. It's got to catch me real quick. And if it doesn't, I'm done. You know I'm going to cycle back to it, though. I got like 30 minutes into it. I'm almost done with it.
It doesn't help if you cycle back that we can't do a week-by-week episode breakdown.
People wouldn't want to hear it because he left James Franco anyway. He's a sellout. They're not happy with him. They're not happy with him. They don't trust me.
Whoa.
They don't like him. What are you talking about?
The Tennessee Titans are definitely trading the number one overall pick.
Your silence is very telling. It's deafening, is what it is.
Are you going to watch the draft?
Yeah, and truthfully,
I think... For the first 5 minutes and watch Tennessee trade away that pick?
I don't... So I'll let you give your take first before I give you mine. What do you think the Titans are going to do with their number one pick?
They're going to draft Cam Ward.
So I don't have to give you that long to give you my take.
That's just trying to get a rise out of you.
That dude is, mark my words, Steve McNair.
Don't do that to yourself.
Oh.
Don't do that to
Steve
yourself.
Steve McNair.
Don't do that to yourself.
Points.
Neither Shador
one more
nor
time,
Cam
you gotta
Ward
say things three
are
times
worthy
Steve
of a top
McNair 2.0.
But they're the only viable quarterbacks in this year's draft.
Steve McNair 2.0.
You're setting yourself up for disappointment.
The dude isn't going to have numbers
like
Joe
Burrow. You said
the
same thing about Malik.
Nigga, and look at him in Green Bay. We didn't give him a chance. He came in Green Bay and balled the fuck out. You got to let someone be able to throw the ball and give them opportunities. If you just tell them, give the ball to Derrick Henry, that's a great option. Don't get me wrong. But you got to be able to throw
the
ball.
Worked for Lamar.
Yeah, for how long? Actually, that wasn't his fault. Zay Flowers getting that ball stripped out at the end zone. That was the problem there. He's going to win a Super Bowl, Lamar.
Probably not.
You believe that?
The window is closing for the Baltimore Ravens.
Who wins a Super Bowl first, Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert after he gets traded to the New York Giants.
No, serious take. Where would he win a Super Bowl at? It ain't going to be the fucking Giants.
It'll be Justin Herbert when he gets traded to the New York Giants.
It'll be the Jets, or he'll go to the Colts.
Do you know why I picked the Giants?
No.
Because of the whole Rivers-Eli Manning draft where the Chargers selected Eli. He refused to play for them, so they worked a deal out, which sent Eli to New York. And Philip Rivers.
But they didn't need him, even though Breeze was hurt. He was still Drew Brees.
My whole point is I'm saying Herbert will win a Super Bowl with the Giants once he's traded, because that's what happens.
You're saying you're cursed, is what you're saying.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining us on this podcast. But it's getting late, and I've got an early wake-up call.
And it's called the Midlife Hour for a reason, because it's now midlife, and it's that hour. Don't be sour. Don't cower.
What else you got?
I was waiting for you to step in.
We're supposed to do a
back and forth. Don't be coward, never sour.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We are excited to bring all different types of content. You know, it's been a while since we just had one of these random hangs. Well, it's been a while since we recorded one of these random hangs. We do this every week as far as talking to us. We just don't record all the time because that can get risky if you catch our drift. But we do appreciate anyone who watches. If you did, you got some patience because this one's been a little slow. But we love you anyway. Thanks for joining.
Stay black.